The sand fight on Maui may be over. Mayor Alan Arakawa says he's brokered a deal with the companies which have been shipping sand to other islands, largely for the construction industry. Community activists documenting the sand mining have continued to advocate that it stop, but according to the mayor, they're not the only ones. We talked yesterday about a 10-year-old study that warned the availability of sand would quickly diminish. So, what happened? Well, according to Mayor Arakawa,
when we did the study, probably 2 years before the study was published, we were very concerned about the diminishing sand volumes that we had within the county already. And the study basically showed that we had one stockpile of sand left in central Maui, and almost all of the rest had been depleted. So that was the red flag that came up. And we went to our county council and asked them to pass a rule that would ban the exporting of sand from Maui. And they were unable to do so.
What happened? Why were they unable to?
State law allowed interstate commerce, so they were able to haul sand between the islands. And they're still allowed to do so. So for the county to try and ban it was deemed inappropriate from a legal standpoint, which is why the council never did. Now, the council, we put down another warning to the council asking them again to look into it again, because we're still depleting our sand resources. And there were literally barge loads after barge loads leaving our island. What we've done in the meantime is I've contacted the company, HCND, who is hauling the sand to Oahu, and they've agreed to stop hauling sand off island. The project that they're taking the sand from, which is Maui Lani, has also agreed not to ship sand off island. So with the last of the areas that we can mine sand out of, which is where this project is, both companies have now agreed not to ship off island, even though legally they're entitled to do so.
Given the fact that the mechanism for them to do that is perfectly legal, but now because of your intervention, maybe what we're seeing come out of the community and a lot of pressure and people documenting sand leaving, it seems like that's been the driver for their decision, is it?
To some degree, yes, but you know, we've been pushing this for some time now and getting the agreement from them because they also have projects on Maui that they have to work with. This does not stop them from being able to use sand on Maui. Now, the big selling point was that when we have projects on Maui, if we have depleted our sand resource, then we're going to have to go to Australia or some other country and buy the sand and be able to import it into our community. And it makes no sense to have to import sand when we already have a reserve here. Now, that's the economics of it. So every project that would be here on in our community would have to pay that much more to be able to haul the sand from some other shore into our county.
Mr. Mayor, you've mentioned that's the economics of it, but
yes.
What about the cultural and environmental aspects to sand mining? That wouldn't seem to take care of that part if they're still able to use it for projects on Maui because they're still using the same sand.
Well, the cultural and environmental issues have never been raised before to be litigated. Now, we do have a cultural advisor on site, and we do have the ability within our state laws to be able to do this, which is why getting the companies to agree voluntarily to do their own ban was the only way that we could see of stopping it without trying to change the state law, which would probably happen much later than we would want.
What's in the company's interest to do all this, aside from the fact that you've talked to them? Clearly, they're seeing public pressure, but where does this leave them for what they will continue to need to do?
Well, again, talking to them and making them realize that using the product within our community and being able to try and satisfy the community is a greater good than any profit that's being made by shipping the sand off island.
Right, that's for the sand that's going away. But if you're just talking about sand use totally, whether it's sand use on Maui or putting it on a barge and sending it someplace else, there are those in the community who are saying, well, wait a minute, this might be disturbing remains that might be there, or that there might be some other reason environmentally not to be sand mining.
From the cultural aspect, there's been a cultural advisor on site for all the sand mining. Leslie Kulaloyo was the cultural advisor that they had hired. He's been there. So the companies, HC&D and Mawilani, have been paying for this cultural advisor. So they've been doing it technically, having the advice of a cultural advisor. So they weren't violating any of the cultural aspects of it. Wherever they found burials, they were taking the appropriate action to be able to care for it. Now, as far as environmental, this has never been an environmental issue, because removing the sand, the surface sand, was not destroying an environment. This is a stockpile. Now, this is something that has never been brought forth before. Now, even within Oahu, when they were moving sand around, you're replenishing Waikiki Beach with Maui sand. You're pretty much building your train tracks with Maui sand. What is the environmental impact to have to be able to bring in sand to be able to do this? You know, they should never, the environmental concerns should never deplete a community's assets just to be able to satisfy some other community.
I noticed in your column that you said that it's important to protect our island sand resources for cultural, environmental, and economic reasons. And of course, you're talking about Maui. Also, the fact that, you know, sand isn't sand. Sand that you can use for creating concrete isn't necessarily going to be the same sand that you're going to find appropriate to put on a beach. We have been told that the sand that was coming here from Maui was being used for construction, but certainly not to be replenishing any beaches.
I think you better check your research. My understanding is it was also used to replenish Waikiki Beach. So you're correct. There are different qualities of sand. And the sand that's come off of Maui County, it's not necessarily the same place now. Remember, you've depleted the sand from many other areas, including some of our beaches. So some of the beach sand that was formerly shipped to Oahu may very well have come from Maui, and I'm almost positive that it's come from Maui. I know that they were also taking sand from Molokai and exporting it to Oahu. So this is something that we drew attention to before we did the study and was one of the premier reasons why we initiated the study. We're looking at depleting sand from Maui County in its entirety, not just one deposit area.
For the community that's still very riled up about all of this, for whatever reasons, what have you been doing to speak with them and to hear what they have to say, even if it turns out to be something that is either, you know, rightly placed or wrongly placed with the companies and with the county?
Well, again, we're taking an action to voluntarily have it prohibited from being exported. So we're stopping the sand mining, essentially, which is what the community is asking for. We're doing it in the mechanism that's allowable to us by law. So we're getting what the community wanted accomplished, whether it be for environmental reasons or whether it be for cultural reasons or business reasons. We are literally stopping the operation by getting voluntary cooperation. Going through a legislative process and trying to change the laws and trying to go through court battles would take much, much longer. So in order to satisfy the community's concern, we've taken the direct route, and we're stopping the export of sand because we were able to work with the companies to get it done voluntarily. Now, as the legislative bodies and the state legislature want to be able to explore cultural remedies or environmental remedies, that's fine. They're welcome to go ahead and look at the long-term solutions. But in the meantime, we wanted to make sure that we weren't losing more sand off of our community. So we've taken these steps.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the time today.
Okay. Thank you very much, Beth Ann.
Alan Arakawa is the mayor of Maui County. He recently wrote a column about exporting of Maui sand. It's on our Facebook page, The Conversation.